The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome the only, the great, and he is great, Adam Carolla. I don't know if only is right. Are you the only Adam Carolla?
Yes. Although, I don't know what my dad was up to. You know, who knows if he traveled about and had sired a few other young Adams throughout the land. But since we lived in North Hollywood and I never saw him get off the sofa, I'm going to assume I'm the only Adam Carolla. Although, some women will travel.
God.
But not for my dad.
You know, when we go around the country and do events together, it is in my brain, I'm thinking, Dennis, you really must talk. You can't just sit there and laugh. You people are paying to hear you say something. That is, but as far as I'm concerned, I would just sit there and I would smoke a cigar and have him just speak. That's how funny he is.
I'll tell you what isn't funny about that. We split the money right down the middle. That's the only unfunny part of what you were talking about.
I even find that part funny, to be honest. People say, and I want to correct that, we didn't make the film. We're in the film. But it was a great honor to have to be with Adam. And beyond honor, it's just fun. To work together, as he said, and I'm very touched by that. I mean, that he would even think when he was told he would be on at 25 after the hour on the third hour of the show, he said, that's not possible. I know Dennis's radio schedule. I mean, that he knows my radio schedule on the breakdown of every show is a big compliment. Anyway, we've been in the movie No Safe Spaces. It is opening today. We're at the Harkins Theater. Now, one of you said one side of the street is Phoenix and the other is Scottsdale. Where am I now? And I've been saying Scottsdale all day. Have I been misleading people tremendously? All right, we're in Phoenix across the street from Scottsdale. What do you say to that,
Scottsdale,
Adam?
Scottsdale adjacent.
That's right. Like what I said, this is the Beverly Hills. See, right. That's how we think in L.A.
Right. Now, what we do in L.A., because I grew up in North Hollywood, and then North Hollywood turned into sort of a mess. The school systems were bad, and a lot of gangbangers moving in and everything else. So the part of North Hollywood we grew up in, we just changed the name to Valley Village. So that's the way we fix things in L.A. We don't fix things. We just change the name of things. And I've always thought about this, and I'll bet you, Dennis, you're right with me on this. There are places, so you guys live out here, and there are places where we're from in L.A., there's a place called Hawaiian Gardens. Well, it sounds awesome, right? Isn't that where Elvis filmed all his movies? It's a rat-infested dump. Now, I think they've been skating on the name Hawaiian Gardens. And when I'm in charge, no more names. Panorama City's a bad place. Hawaiian Gardens is a bad place. Oh, but beautiful names. Every city's going to get a number and a ranking. No more names. And the next time someone thinks about throwing a piece of gum out on the sidewalk from Hawaiian Gardens, they're going to think twice because they're going to slide down a couple of notches in the rankings.
The only problem with that theory, it's a great one, is who will do the ranking?
I will.
Then there's no problem. I trust your values. So the film is out today. I don't know if this is a good or bad thing to say, but it is true. I think it's a terrific film, and it is better than what I expected. Is that allowable to say, Adam?
Yeah, and I think we both feel that way because, well, first off, it's so good that it statistically has to be better than we thought it was going to be because you and I have medium to low self-esteem, right? So in our world, we can't be involved with anything above a 7. And this thing happens to be a 10.
No. This is very funny. So they're laughing because you think we have high self-esteem, totally understandably. And I think at this point, I think it's fair to say, I think we have healthy self-esteem at this point, but we were not raised with it.
Right.
That is the reason that it was so funny to me. I understood what he was referring to. We're living examples of not being raised with I'm wonderful. I was not told once I was wonderful in my upbringing. Just for the record, he was probably told he was awful. I think he had it worse.
That would suggest an exchange of dialogue.
Oh, I see. That's a good point. Yeah.
We didn't have that.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'll tell you a funny story about how low the self-esteem of the Corollas are. And it's 100% true. My mom walked in my front door about 15 years ago. She had a VHS tape that she would tape Oprah with. And she walked in and she said, "Have you heard of this comedian named Jon Stewart?" And I said, "Yes, I've heard of him." And I didn't say anything else. Well, Jon Stewart and I have the same agent, and I was friendly with the guy. I'd gone out to dinner with him. I'd been on his show a number of times. I go way back. And she said, "Oh, I think he's so wonderful. He's fantastic. I really want to show you this tape. I'm in love with this guy." And at some point, my wife couldn't contain herself anymore, and she jumped in and she said to my mom, "You know, not only does Adam know Jon Stewart, they're friendly and they have the same agent." And my mom paused and said, he's a little hit and miss.
Oh, God.
And we never watched the tape. And later on, when I saw Jon Stewart, I said, "Sorry, I cost you a fan. My mom was a huge fan of yours until she found out we were friends.
Together, right.
And then I ruined it for her. Because how could he be good and friends with her son?"
No, this is true. By the way, the scenes with your parents in the movie are hilarious.
Yes, incredible reenactments. You know, the only problem I have, spoiler alert, is in the movie, and I told this to producers, there's a scene of 10-year-old Adam at home with his mom. And I said, the only thing they got wrong is I entered by walking down a set of stairs. The Corollas did not have two stories.
We had one slab. All right. I don't think it hurts the scene.
I think many of the people will be bumped.
I understand. So here's my story on this. It was not to the extent of his. I want to make that clear in memory of my parents. However, here's a perfect moment. It was actually wittier than even depressing. I began lecturing at 21. A very strange life. And so at about the age of 23, I remember my mother saying, "Are you being paid to lecture?" And I said, "Yes." I mean, I was getting $35, but I was being paid. And she said, "Really?" I said, "Yes." Then she thought for a moment, said, "Huh, I can listen to you for free and I don't." That's Corolla-like.
Oh, yeah. You better hope my mom never becomes a fan of yours, because I'm going to ruin that lickety-split.
By the way, I want you to know, not only was I not hurt by what my mother said, I thought it was hilarious. I really did. She actually went up in my... I love my mother and all that, but by that time, I see where it does differ is... Once I really was successful, my mother was thrilled. And you know, my mother had a picture of me in her house, which was the size of a wall. It was embarrassing for me to enter my mother's house. It was sort of like a shrine. But you would not have that. Your mother does not have a big picture of you up in the house, I assume.
I don't think she has a picture of me in her head. Forget about her wallet.
How often do you think of your mom? I mean, let's be
fair. Well, you're forcing me to do it now. Ironically.
Now you understand it's difficult for me to work with him. Adam Carolla's with me, and we're both in No Safe Spaces. And if you like, here's the beauty. If they only like one of us, they'll still like the film.
That's right.
Right? So, you don't even have to like both of us.
No, you're probably going to like me.
That's right. No, I understand that.
But you can tolerate Dennis, and thus you'll get to a 7.
So listen to this. My wife and I am instant message every show, all 3 hours. And she's a tremendous help. So here, she assumes sometimes I'll read it on the air. This is a private thing, but I'm going to read it anyway because of the larger point that I want to make. He, Adam, had my dad, my wife is writing to me just now for a mom. In other words, that's how her dad treated her. If my dad had ever been a Dennis Prager fan, finding out Dennis Prager married me would have ended it.
My mom, however, was very progressive and would have loved me to marry Dennis Prager or just a man in general so she could brag to her progressive friends how woke her son was. Plus, with our dual income, we'd be crushing it. I mean, I don't know how much your wife's getting paid to listen to the radio show, but I'm assuming she's not at work now.
Did I say to Tucker when we met with Tucker Carlson in your garage, this is my garage? I think I was joking with him. Did he take it seriously?
Probably. Just a bunch of race cars and Paul Newman stuff.
Yes. So there is a moral to this story. We have wildly exaggerated the importance of parents giving kids self-esteem. He's a terrific human being. I won't say what I am. I hope I've turned out pretty good. I try to do good. My wife is extraordinary. And look at the lack of self-esteem in our upbringing. Anyway, these are all great lessons. Watch Adam and me in the film, folks. It's opening today all over the Phoenix Harkins 101 theaters. It's going to go around the country. Thank you, Adam. You are a joy in my life.
It's right back at you.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.